From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the middle of the week.
Yep, morning Mike.
Dairy down a bit, not as bad as it's been, but it's still not trending in the right direction, is it?
No. So this is the global dairy trade auction overnight. And Mike, I just sort of take a step back here and think about where we're at in terms of the economy. What are the main pillars of the economy? If you think about it, the services sector, that's been sort of crippled by COVID-19 lockdowns and desperately hoping for no more interruptions. You've got the tourism sector, which is facing its biggest challenge probably ever, and the export sector. Now, the export sector is now arguably the most important thing we're doing in terms of, you know, that sort of economic recovery. So global dairy trade auction overnight is a sort of price discovery mechanism for our most significant export commodity. This is important stuff. Now, Fonterra on September the 18th, they'll confirm the final farm gate milk price for the 2019-20 season. And at the moment, they're holding steady on their 2021 forecast at that fairly wide range, $590 to $690 per kilogram of milk solids. Now, they're highlighting uncertainty out there. They're saying there is still good demand. Well, the global dairy trade price index at the headline level, that's down 1%. Now, that's the fourth negative price index movement in a row. So the price index now down about 8.3% from the peak in July. Skim milk powder gained 1.8%, but whole milk powder fell 2%. And I think the market was probably expecting to see the whole milk powder price going up a little bit. And that whole milk powder price now down over 10% from the July peak. Look, these are not substantial moves, Mike, but I think we would quite like to see some of that demand rebound over the next few auctions.
Adrian's out today.
Yeah, the Governor of the Reserve Bank is giving a speech at 12:30 today at the Victoria University. He's talking about the monetary policy response to COVID-19. There is a bit of focus out there, Mike, in terms of market participants on this speech for a couple of reasons. Since the last monetary policy statement, that was on the 12th of August, and the next monetary policy review is not until the 23rd of September, so still some 3 weeks to go. But since the 12th of August, we've had that sort of switch or that change up from the US Federal Reserve in terms of their approach to monetary policy. So that's not a small deal. This is a very significant change when the sort of biggest reserve bank in the world changes the way it's doing things. They've had a slightly more dovish stance, short-term, potentially easier monetary policy conditions in the US. Now we've got the New Zealand dollar at the highest levels we've seen it at versus the US dollar this year. So overnight, 0.6776. So that, just remember, peak COVID despair late March fell to 0.57 against the US dollar. So it's had a very strong recovery. At the last monetary policy statement, the RB did comment on the currency. They said high New Zealand dollar affects our exporters. Now, they look at the TWI, which is a basket of currencies, but the Kiwi US, pretty important for some of our main export commodities. That global dairy trade price index, that's all priced in US dollars. Interesting to see whether he has a comment about the currency, maybe also some comments about this potential use of a negative official cash rate next year as well. We look forward to it.
Yes, indeed we do. Just quickly, are we swinging hammers? How are they going?
Dwelling consent seasonally adjusted release yesterday, this in July, fell 4.5%, remain at historically very high levels, a bit of a pullback in non-residential construction, a number of retirement units consented, that fell as well. Look, Mike, still at very high levels, Auckland in particular very high, we're getting a bit of a bounce back, but gee, nobody really knows where this is going. Yep. We know the residential property market is hot as in certain places at the moment, but where's that all going to be in 12 months' time? That's a lot more difficult to pick.
Where are we all going to be in 12 months? Time, Andrew. That's
who
the big question,
know?
Isn't it? Now, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 28,538. It's up 108 points, 0.38%. The S&P 500, 3515, up 15. And the NASDAQ up 1.25%, 11,923, 148 points. FTSE 100, 5862, down 101. The Nikkei, 23138, down 2. And the Shanghai Composite gained 15 yesterday, 3410. In Australasia, we didn't welcome spring in with the joyous and gay abandon yesterday, Mike, because all the markets fell. The ASX 200, 5953, down 107. The NZX 50, 11,793. We lost 144 points, down 1.2%. On the currencies, 0.6749 right now on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9158 Aussie, 0.5663 euro, 0.5040 pounds, 71.50 yen. Gold $1,970. Brent crude, $45.73.
Enjoy your day. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at JMIWealth.co.nz.